from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before I sign off, you know, like, sorry, Mom and Dad, and really everyone else listening. Sorry. Sorry about the Dan problem.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, you're going to have to spend a lot more time apologizing for that. That's going to take you a long time. Wait till Spiegel gets done.
That's my favorite Robert Ludlum novel, The Dan Problem.
Dan Conundrum, I believe it was.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Thank yous to our guests, the wonderful Paul Charchian. He was delightful today, as was Mike Florio, sort of an introspective storytelling Mike Florio. And I apologize to Jason Leisure for making him miserable today. But, you know, sometimes you walk into that. And who else? Ray, Studs, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka.
Sometimes you walk into.
You never know. I don't know.
Okay.
So, you know. Look, I can't say anything's planned or prepared or anything like that. You know, sometimes it just happens to you.
Okay. Spiegel wasn't listening to the show, so he doesn't know.
I didn't catch that
part,
no.
What was your favorite low-rent porn mag?
And again, like, it just...
Like, not one of the good ones.
It was Club one of the good ones?
Yeah, no. No, Club absolutely is a perfect wheelhouse answer.
Yes.
We're thinking Gent, Club.
It's that awkward moment at the 7-Eleven when you're like, sir... Yeah. Would you mind?
My God.
Yeah, you know.
Would you mind walking over to that area with
a copy of Wii?
Wii. Awful.
Yeah, so terrible, Spiegel, awful.
You for those never. Of you that can't watch us on Twitch, Spiegel was here in the room. You're like, wait, there's supposed to be like four of you guys, right? Like,
yeah, right.
No, because Spiegel's partner today on Score Afternoons is Dan Bernstein.
It is Dan Bernstein. And it's funny, you know, I've wanted to work with Dan Bernstein for a long time. And then I got the chance to work with Dan Bernstein. And now I no longer want to work with Dan Bernstein.
Sucks for you, man.
Hey, Lawrence, we're in the same club. In the same club.
Lawrence, you and I are of a certain age when, like, the specter of Bernsey hung over our radio dreams to an extent.
Yeah.
He was the first of our generation to cross over into getting a day part, and maybe the first of our generation to have a weekend show, even at the Score, the old Saturday morning Bernsey show. And I remember, you know, pumping a keg on the landing of his apartment before you even lived with your wife, right?
No, that...
Or was that your apartment together?
That was my. You're talking about my 30th birthday?
Probably.
I think it was a surprise party for Adam and me on our 30th birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Over by Stanley's. You lived right over by Stanley's.
God, I miss Stanley's. I loved Stanley's.
I missed that apartment. Was a great
apartment.
It was
a very nice apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, we're pumping a keg, and should I give this up? This is the root of some of my Bernsey feelings through the years.
No, what
should I go
do
ahead
now?
And give this up?
Yeah,
now?
Go ahead.
This was so Dan Bernstein. We were pumping the keg, talking about our radio dreams and aspirations.
Did
right?
I have any?
Oh, yeah, you did.
What and happened
it was
to them?
You and me and Jonathan Hood and Matt Fishman, among others, back on the landing. And I don't think I've ever shared this.
I don't think I remember it.
All right. So we're there and we're talking about, you know, and you're like, I really want to be a host. And I'm like, well, yeah, you want to be a full-time host. And I'm like, yeah, sure. You dream of that. I said, I want to be a full-time host too. And you said, and Bernsey said, yeah, you know, you definitely have a future in this business. I'm not sure on which side of the glass it is. And I was like,
that's so condescending.
Shocking that it would come from you.
And I was like, F you yes. to the very core of your existence, yes. sir. How
I'm not
dare
denying it.
You?
I don't remember it, but it sounds perfectly
it sounds
in character.
Sounds exactly like you.
Especially 30-year-old me.
Right, of course. Yeah. We're all more condescending when we're young.
I had a really...
what time is breakfast ball on?
Sorry. Yes. And Dan, you can have this conversation with Layla tomorrow. I was having like a text exchange with Layla yesterday. And I was kind of giving her a little bit of like score history, like through pictures.
Okay.
So I had made reference to Jackie Petras.
Oh yeah.
And I had found a picture and I was like, this is Jackie P and this is why, you know, her husband was like, hey, is that second kid yours? You know, like that sort of thing. So
you ever that story?
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Oh, it's awful.
So mm-hmm. I was giving her a history lesson and I popped up a picture and I won't tell you everyone who's in the picture because it's fun like to get to the end of it. But it's a picture we're at a Bulls game. It's me, it's Hoodie, it's Jeff Dickerson in the corner. And then she's like, oh, look at this group. Like, look at this group of guys. Because we were talking about like 90s and early 2000 fashion.
Sure.
And she goes, who's that really good looking guy on the end there? And I was like, that's Jason Goff. Like, she's like, oh my God. Like, name... did I just retroactively hit on Jason? I was like, well, Jason's really handsome now. So when he was 20, was super handsome.
Wait a minute. That name rings a bell. Hang on. Let me Goff? Give me a second. Give me a minute.
You want to see the picture?
Yeah, I do want to see the picture.
And it's one of my roommates from college. Shout out to my guy, Eli Mosqueda.
I thought of Jason the other day because I was hanging out
reading the Sun Times.
As one does. Oh yeah, that's a day. He's handsome there. Looks like Tupac there. That's a good look. That's hilarious. No, I also
just love it, and I told Layla this. I said, and of course JD is hanging out with the black and brown people. Because that's how JD was. That's why everyone loved him, because no matter what room you put him in, he was comfortable.
I thought of Jason the other day because you guys know the picture frame that we got for Danny Parkins as a go-away gift. Right, yeah, him going away, that was our gift. But the go-away gift, I know, I'm unleashing today just for fun. Just for fun.
I like Breakfast Ball. I read a review of it just the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Actually,
doing really well.
Breakfast Ball had some fun with our radio show today.
Yeah, because you guys had the quote from Caleb.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. But, no, so the gift we gave to Danny was, it says a very different show on the bottom with the engraving. But the engraver forgot to put the first E in different. So it says DIFFRENT.
Different.
Different show.
Which is actually perfect.
It's different.
It is.
It's perfect in its imperfection.
I was hanging out with Jason Benetti the other day because he is a guest on this week's episode of the PBP. I went over by the hotel and hung with him outside of the hotel and did a little one-on-one hotel. And it was delightful. And I was telling him about the picture frame and he said, well, you know, there's a famous TV show that took out the first E. Different Strokes.
That's right.
It's DIFF apostrophe RENT because they wanted to get just a little bit street.
I was going to say, that's sticking it to the man right there.
There's a Gary Coleman doc that's dropping, I think, tonight.
Oh, really?
On Peacock.
Okay. But yeah, so me and Jason used to sing the theme to Different Strokes when we had our midday show. We used to sing that theme top to bottom every once in a while.
Alan Thicke.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Alan Thicke wrote the theme to that?
He's singing it.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
See, look, it's all coming together.
Yep.
And that's why it's time to announce the next full-time co-host, Alan Thicke.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
I think Alan's a tough guest.
That's going to be difficult.
No.
Yeah, that's 50
Damn
bucks.
Damn it. Yeah.
You could get his son in here, though.
No, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Or Robin in
or
here?
You could get Alan Thicke with three C's, but he does something different for a living.
Back to Dan's
you
magazine.
You saw him in your copy of We.
A copy of High Society.
You're really going to put up with this for 4 hours?
Apparently so. So, yeah, that story of me and Dan on the landing pumping a keg, that left a mark.
Well, I mean,
on the personal relationship.
Great. So, since we're.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I was a jerk. That was a really mean, condescending thing to say.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have said it.
I accept your apology.
And I feel bad about it.
Well, you know,
Look at you taking responsibility.
We were young.
Speaks, do you think that any of it had to do with, like, he saw you as competition?
I don't know. That'd be a question for him.
He doesn't know.
Probably not.
Hard to get back in that headspace again.
But you know those things go.
Because all of us were like super competitive back then.
And absolutely. And I feel like, you know, and those kind of things, slights, real or imagined, will drive us for a good long while in this business, in other businesses. They drive
Most
athletes.
Definitely.
Right? They drive athletes, real or imagined.
Can so I you, share my dance slight
sure,
with you?
Sure, because when you get a real one, you hold on to it for a while.
Is this the bagel?
It wasn't the bagel. It was McDonald's breakfast. But other than the last 2.5 years. But when I was a producer, when I was, you know, chasing Dan Zampillo up the rung of producers here, I got the Sunday morning show with Dan Bernstein, which is a really good show.
Yeah,
I have to say it was a really well done, and it helped me kind of figure out if I were ever going to do solo stuff, like some of the things that I would craft. And Larry Libman was the executive producer on the show.
Delightful guy,
and
fun guy to work with.
And I was the sound man. What time did the show come on? 6 o'clock or 6:30?
Six.
Sunday morning show?
Yeah, so six o'clock in the morning, Dan would stroll in, and he would bring Larry Libman breakfast.
Yeah, eventually, by the way, I did a 5 o'clock fantasy baseball show that show.
That's right.
It's one of my first shows.
And even though
that's right.
And even though I was there every
bet you line up
week.
To hear this one.
Even though I was there every
what
week.
What up, Danny?
I never got breakfast.
Until you were the top producer.
Right, but the whole point was...
You gave the Jew breakfast.
No, that was... Well, but the idea of we're both here, and I probably haven't had breakfast yet because I'm getting up here, and I probably couldn't afford it at that
I was
point.
Only making $28,000 a year.
Back then, a sausage biscuit at McDonald's was like 69 cents.
And also, the full story is, too, that I was always told, because, you know, I babysat Larry.
Yes, that's one of your guys.
We grew up across the street from each other. Our parents, to this day, Jerry and Judy Libman, are my parents, some of their best friends.
Oh,
and Larry was an excellent teaching producer.
And
by
Larry and his little brother Jeff and his little sister Katie. And I used to, that was like our other family across the street. So when he got into the business, remember, there's all this stuff. Is he going to go back to Kansas? And they said, well, you take care of him.
Ah, okay.
And I promised
there
his...
There you go. Did you know that context?
I always
That's
promised his parents that I would take good care of him.
I understood that they had a connection. My point is that...
Yeah, I probably should have gotten you breakfast.
There you go. That's all it needs to be said.
Probably should have gotten you breakfast.
Could you imagine now if we did that, well, if we were like, Ray gets food, but Studs doesn't.
Well, you know, but think about this. Like, and then decades of radio goes on with these things kind of in the back of our heads and hearts, maybe just a little.
Well, this has been good.
Yeah, right? This is good.
I just think it's funny.
It's Score Festivus.
Yeah.
It's the airing of legit grievances.
But feel free to call it. I'm here till 6.
But on the positive side.
You're taking it very well.
And these are the reasons.
Your mother's on line 2.
These are the reasons why you end up having a love-hate relationship with Dan.
Yes.
On the positive side, when I became a reporter, Dan wrote me a beautiful, beautiful 2-page handwritten letter about expectations and why he thought I'd be a good reporter.
Oh, see, that's wonderful, right? You know, and Bernsey has many times given me words of encouragement. Just 2 weeks ago, I was on Fox on a Saturday night on Fox TV, and I got off the air to a text that said, "You sound and look great," from Dan Bernstein.
I was flipping by, and you just seemed confident, and you know, there was no prompter eye or anything like that.
No prompter.
Oh, that was no prompter?
No prompter.
I'm even more impressed.
Just chatting.
You should be on Breakfast Ball.
My Emerson Television Awards would like to tell you that in 1991, when the judges, Bob Neumeier and Jim Rose, decided that I was the best TV sportscaster in Boston among all college kids, you know?
Wow. Okay, but the question is, though... Is Russell Wilson still elite? because if you can't answer that, and
then I can't do Breakfast Ball.
No, and is he where is he in your top 5 current?
No, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I just make sure
like that's usually like it's either top 5 or Mount Rushmore.
Just make
like
sure
that's
you have usually your quarterback rankings updated every day.
How it works, and it's such an interesting departure from like what I think. In sampling local sports talk is like versus what it is at the national level. And there are obviously shows that you can gravitate towards where I do think the viewer can be smarter after viewing them. I think a lot of the specialty shows, like ESPN's NBA show, their NFL live show that Laura Rutledge hosts, I think she is amazing.
She is excellent.
She's an incredible host of a show.
I said this off the air. I said this when we were in Vegas. She got screwed over. She should have replaced Samantha Ponder. And I don't watch these shows. I don't have a dog in the fight. But when I have seen her, and more importantly, from what I hear about Laura Rutledge, everybody says she's great. Says she's nice. She's supportive. She's professional.
Uh-huh.
And when I've seen her, she's really, really good.
Well, here's the thing. Sam Ponder, really good at hosting that show, too.
But kind of a jerk.
Yeah, but that's not why they fired her. Like, it's her and RG3, but like she was the perfect host for that show. She did a great job on Sunday mornings with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like them, I imagine you could probably relate, Dan, like them continuing to add stuff onto Greeny's plate. You know, like I think it ends up making him and Pat McAfee and Stephen A lesser because they're working so much.
Yeah.
And I know that there's an element of prep that goes into the work. But it feels like all of those guys need some time. Like, get them off the air so they can...
Probably.
And I know everybody balances work and life and all that, but and you get money to compensate you for what you give up in the rest of your life.
100%.
But you don't get to take any money with you. And, I just don't know who wants to do that much work.
Boy,
I don't know.
That's a really good show. You can't take it with you. George Bernard Shaw.
Absolutely.
So absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
I do think about that stuff on, you know, how far can one stretch themselves before it kind of collapses in? And I think Stephen A. Smith is like right there.
He looks tired sometimes.
And he's done a great job of like getting his body in shape. So like he's taking seriously what's being asked of him with the more hours and the travel and everything else. It just seems like, and I get it. Those three guys are ESPN's most highly paid personality. So you're going to say, listen, man, we're paying you $8 million a year.
So you can go ahead and do this.
You go ahead and do Sunday mornings, fam.
So a point of order, you can't take it with you is from the play written by George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart. So excuse me, that's Kaufman and Hart, not George Bernard Shaw. I think to be honest, on the Breakfast Ball front and on the national TV versus local radio, it's a fascinating thing because Danny and I lived it. If you actually listened, you could hear it. And trust me when I say the subtext of all of our conversations in 4 years of building a show was some, like, I would say sometimes I just want to kick stuff around, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to throw out a question. Like, I think a good segment in local radio can be, man, this is really interesting.
And not let's, have an answer.
Let's talk about it together. Let's talk about why it's interesting, shall we? And let's bring the listener's perspective in, open the phone lines, and let's discuss this and try to get somewhere. And that is, that was anathema to the way that he thought about it sometimes. And it, to his great credit, he was open to those conversations. And I truly believe we ended up with an interesting blend of what he aspired to at the beginning and what I was trying to sort of keep alive from the Score's perspective.
It's interesting. I worked with a producer when I started working at Stadium. And the producer had said to, I was working with Michael Kim, who is just like one of my favorite people ever. And he had said, all right, well, look, you know, this is what we're going to talk about. And Lawrence, you take this side. And Kimmer, you take this. And I'm like, no, that's not really how it should work. And I wish that there was a way. And I know that Danny's capable of it. We saw him do it here every day for 4 hours. Of there not needing to be a definitive answer.
Right. And you know what's interesting? If you read his quotes, and Jeff Agrest wrote about it today. And he had told us off the air that the Fox executives are saying the right things to him. They're saying, hey, it's not about my turn, your turn anymore. We just want good conversation and good chemistry. So it's their early days. They got to build it. I don't know if they're going to. I don't know that, you know, frankly, I'll stick around every day long enough because our lives are what they are.
Sure.
But it's like, I do know that he realizes that matters because that's what we found and he loved what we found.
Well, usually my experience with television executives, whether it's local or national, is that the reason that they like radio people is because they are there to generate conversation. And Danny's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be that you go like to the nth degree all the time. You can kind of talk about how all of this right. stuff works. And I brought it up on House of L when I was talking about the demise of NBC Sports Chicago. But I remember Kevin Cross saying to me when I took over the football after show, when they created it, he said, I don't want this to be you're going to come out and you're going to read highlights. And he's like, just... it's a talk show. Like, I want you to think of it as a radio talk show.
Yeah.
And it allowed for us to actually have that feel.
And it worked. And it worked. But that is an audience that grew up on the Score. Right?
I agree. But when I look at it like from a national perspective, I look at what TNT does. And
I was just going to say that inside the NBA.
That was my North Star. That's what I was watching when that opportunity came. And I was like, okay, let me look and see how Ernie does. This is why I think Laura Rutledge is really good. She knows how to, here's the conversation that we're having.
Sure. Don't you think
then
that
get out of the way?
Don't you think that inside the NBA developed that way because of the force of Barkley's will and Kenny Smith's willingness to play and Ernie's, you know, wisdom to let it happen? And then some executive that held off the dogs in the corporate structure and said,
maybe.
There always has to be one. But I think the talent drove that. I think the talent drove the inside the NBA bus, and some executive said, no, there's something good here that's going on.
I would add it's more for Kenny Smith. I know he's often mentioned second. I think it's more than a willingness to play on his part.
It's the deference.
It's also the fierce intelligence. That he has an ability to know exactly when to puncture Chuck a little bit,
when
to call BS on him, and
when to build him up and support him.
It all comes from a real place. See, that's the thing that our audience and I think the it's like you always talk about the improv rule about working at the highest level of your intelligence,
and the
audience knows that. They know that.
I think that they've learned it, at least at the local radio. I think that they've learned it. And look, there's a lot of takeism stuff even in local. Usually in the once we get outside of like the top 25 or top 30 markets in the country, there's even room for that. Like that's why I am a fan of if there's a big event let's take calls on it. Let's see how people feel about it. There's a way to do it. I've kind of evolved my, what was a hard stance about the audience not programming the show. I still feel that way, but I do think that if you put out topics in a constructive manner, then the audience usually will reciprocate with thoughtful input that they give you.
I think calls are the lifeblood of this station, and I have fought the battle sometimes behind the scenes, sometimes on the air, about taking more Sundays on Hit and Run, and this Sunday is the last Hit and Run, as the Bears have come to take me away, as they always do. But I take a ton of calls and love it, and it's like, and calls beget calls, opinions beget opinions,
yeah.
and it can be a lot of voices, but as long as you're strong with what you are, I think you have furthered the conversation and you've taught by listening.
I think that's aspirational because the most calls are terrible.
I don't think you've listened on a Sunday for a while.
I'm saying most calls are terrible, but if
not
you're
on
able,
Sunday mornings,
look, maybe that's a time when smart people call.
Well, I think it also has to do with the way that he seeds the clouds. Like when I listen to Hit and Run quite a bit, and I'm probably closer on the spectrum to where Dan is on this particular topic, but in your individual example, I agree. And that, as a solo host, I took a lot of pride in, there's a way
you did it every night, man,
to try and do it where hopefully you get the best angels that are calling up.
Dude, and one guy called up and just like railed on me for being stupid or being whatever it was. And we talked, and now he calls every week. And it's like, and what he brings is often a counter perspective, but he brings it comfortably. So I think you can model the culture you're trying to create in that way.
I think you can. I don't know that as a listener, that's a process I want to listen to all the time.
I agree.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I totally hear you, and that's fair.
And look, we've all seen hosts here that are so reliant on that when a phone segment fails, they don't know what to do. And as I was coming up as a producer, I saw that a lot.
Oh yeah, man.
I saw like, we're gonna open up the phone lines and talk about the Cubs. Well, what about the Cubs? Like, what specifically do you want to get into? What's the, how you craft the question?
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff really, really matters. And then you'd see hosts that are begging for lifeboats because they didn't think through how easily the question that they offered up, how it was closed and not open-ended. And it didn't offer for someone to be inside of a conversation with the host or the listener.
Yeah.
And that type of stuff, it used to, as a producer, it used to drive me crazy. Because then it's like, now I got to bail this person out because of bad planning on their part.
Oh, yeah, man, I feel you. Lawrence Holmes and Dan Bernstein has been your midday show. The afternoon show is going to be Matt Spiegel and Dan Bernstein.
Right.
As Dan will stick around. Let me tell you this, though, that coming up a little bit later in this show, someone is coming. Someone is coming to the radio station.
Santa Claus?
No, he's not coming to town, but someone is coming to the radio station, and Dan Bernstein could stick around, or he might go home, or he might get sent home, but all I can tell you...
Is there an announcement?
No, no, but...
Lord is coming.
Now this transition has had everything.
Joseph Smith?
Yes.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Wait, so, I could go home?
It's possible. It's possible. But let me tell you, if you are a fan of the station, if you related to any of the conversation that has just gone on, if you remember, one guy texted in and said he remembers down the stretch with Matt Spiegel from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. with my pal Jason Griffin. So good on you. But yes, you will want to be here around 3:30 when this person is arriving.
So like a person is going to come in.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to do a show?
I'm going to stay with that person, and perhaps Dan Bernstein or not.
So this is a surprise. Like, someone walk in.
Yeah.
Is it someone I know?
I'm not answering any questions from Dan Bernstein.
So they'll walk in, and then you guys are going to do a show.
Right. And maybe with Dan Bernstein, maybe without Dan Bernstein.
Here's my suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Without. That would be...
Starting now.
You speak for Jason Leisure.
Yeah. And me. Mostly me.
Oh, yeah, you spoke. That makes sense.
This person gave me an updated ETA. It should be about 3:15 now.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Oh, so be listening at 3:15.
The way Shane is smiling is really interesting. Oh,
it's delightful.
It's really delightful. Awesome, dude. I agree.
Am I going to think it's awesome?
I don't know.
I think you will. I think that you'll think that it's awesome. I was told by the afternoon show what it is.
But
and I think that.
Okay.
We're not answering any questions, though. No questions for Dan Bernstein.
No questions. Stick around.
We will not be taking questions.
Don't go anywhere.
Am I going to need to call my therapist and say that I might need a special session?
No.
I think this person is actually kind of qualified to help you in that regard.
We've got a lot coming on the show. Our Caleb Williams interview has been co-opted by some random national TV jamoke. We need to hear what he and Vay had to say about it. There were Caleb answers that stuck with me. Dan Bernstein's Cubs math cannot affect my current level of baseball pleasure. It cannot.
Okay.
Or can it? Justin Fields is now, his reality now in Pittsburgh versus what I still see in his future. I'm going to double down on a take I have about that man's
future. And every Bears fan should be rooting for Justin Fields to win that job. Because if he wins that job and plays if he plays 51% of the snaps, that goes from a 6th-round pick to a 4th-round pick.
Oh, that's very helpful. Chris Emma will play some tape for us, let us know what was said up at Hallis Hall today. And then Dave Wanstead at 5 o'clock. Lots of good stuff to get to. Spiegs and Bernstein, and a special guest in the 3 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.